And more election news now. Will it be Pippa Hackett, the organic farmer from County Offaly, or Roderick O'Gorman, the law lecturer from Dublin? One is a senator and junior minister, the other a TD and senior minister. In a few hours' time, one of them will be elected leader of the Green Party to succeed Eamon Ryan. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham has more now. What's the process, Paul?
Well, it's an electronic vote of the membership, around 3,500 people, which happened between Thursday and yesterday. We're told that the new leader of the Green Party will be announced today in the Joyce Room of Bewley's Hotel, or Bewley's Cafe on Grafton Street. Excuse me, returning officers will announce the results at 11. The new leader will result, or will address the audience and media, around a quarter past 11. So 4 hours' time, we'll know it all.
Any clues or indications as to the likely outcome?
Maria, I was on to TD senators and councillors last night asking if they had any insight, and the replies I got were, genuinely don't know, not even a decent hunch, no insight, absolutely none, and hard to tell. So there are no polls. The expectation had been that Roderick O'Gorman as a TD and minister would be the favourite, but the Greens are different. No one is writing off Senator Pippa Hackett, but in truth, we haven't got a clue.
What about the party that they will inherit heading into a general election, either in the autumn or early next year?
Well, you know, Eamon Ryan has led the party for 13 years and he had the high watermark of the general election in 2022, MEPs and 12 TDs, but they didn't do well in the local elections. They lost both of their MEPs in the European elections. There is a sense that change is required. The question is, what type of change? Senator Pippa Hackett's message to the members has been, we've had three male leaders from Dublin, it's time for change and tackle the negative attitude in rural Ireland to the Greens. Roderick O'Gorman is more the man of experience, the lifelong member of the Green Party, well plugged into the membership, who's held senior roles in the party. So that's the choice that the members have to make.
Catherine Martin also stepping down as deputy leader. So change there too?
Well, that's going to be a separate poll for the deputy leader. That's going to, we've got three people contesting that: Oisin Smith, the Minister of State, Nasa Harrigan, the TD, and Senator Roisin Garvey. So the result will be at the end of the week, and Green members will be voting knowing who the leader is, so they'll be able to offset the deputy leader with the leader. It's worth saying that Catherine Martin said she wasn't contesting the leadership at this time, very much leaving the door open to running again at some point in the future.
So a new leader today. Are we also likely then to see a reshuffle? Because Catherine Martin and Eamon Ryan in the two senior ministries, and they would like to stay on, I think, but that will be surely to be determined by the new leader in consultation with the other partners in government.
On first glance, you would think so, that maybe we need to have change, need to be able to project something to the wider electorate. But I think it's probably unlikely, as I say. Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin are in the middle of their ministries, in the middle of progressing legislation. And say, for example, if Pippa Hackett was to win, she does sit at Cabinet. So it would be possible for her to be the leader, meeting the other coalition party leaders, but not changing the briefs. But I would imagine that the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, that'll be the first question they'll have for the Green Party leader, the new person, whoever it is, when they meet later on tonight.
You'll be bringing us the results a little later on, Paul Cunningham. Thank you very much.